Love Hey, Talk hey. Radio.
Hey, hey, everyone. This is Mecca, and you are here for another edition of the VIP with Unique and Mecca. We are coming to a close for the year of 2017. So we got a few more shows left, but continue to hang on in there with us because we have some really good shows to end off the year with, and we have some really awesome ideas that we've been brainstorming for the 2018 season. So we are glad to have you guys. We don't know if you know, but you need to be tuning in also on Sundays. We got a brand new thing going on Sundays, Mixtape FM, on The Trend. So, you know, we kind of rocking out with this radio thing double fold, and we can't thank God enough, actually, for the opportunity. So definitely check us out. My sis is here with me on the pink carpet.
Hello, hello. Super excited about tonight's show. We have three powerful women that's going to be on the show today. They're mothers. A whole lot of people depend on them. And sometimes as women, when we're mothers and caretakers and wives, we give all of our time and devotion to our family, which is what you're supposed to do. But sometimes we tend to forget about taking care of ourselves. You know, we can sometimes, you know, just be so overwhelmed and just trying to make sure that the kids are okay and, you know, that the husband's taken care of, and we just, you know, don't even realize. Before you know it, you look around and you then gained a whole nother person. Because we can be content with the fact that we're married and we're happy and, you know, it doesn't matter what you look like no more, which is not a good thing. We have to first and foremost take care of ourselves and make sure that we're healthy so that we can be around to take care of our children and our family. So that's
absolutely
what we're going to touch
absolutely
on a little bit tonight.
Right. And, you know, I was thinking about, you know, the fact that you can put on so much weight, or you could have just been a person who, you know, was naturally just not a slim person, and how society treats you.
Yeah.
I remember, and I used to love, I mean, Tyra Banks, that's my girl. So if I ever, we were ever able to get her on the VIP, I would absolutely love it, because I know she deals a lot with self-esteem as well. And, you know, that's one of the things that we're big on. But I believe it was an episode of the Tyra Banks show, and she dressed up in a fat suit, which is what they call it. She dressed up in a fat suit, and she went around to different places, and, you know, people said nasty things. People treated her, you know, really, really badly, and it was just horrible. And the reality is that some people, you know, have illnesses that cause them to be a certain size, you know. And every now and again, I don't get to do it as much as I would like to just because of time constraint, but I write a little small thing on Instagram called Fat Girl Chronicles, but I spell it P-H-A-T because we know back in the day, P-H-A-T was the it thing. If you were fat, it wasn't because, it wasn't talking about body fat. It was being, you know, the thing. That's what's up, you know.
And dope.
That's what's dope, as we still use dope today, which is ironic because it's so, I hear young people using it and it cracks me up.
30 years
definitely. It definitely proceeds their time. But I write that because, you know, I know firsthand what it's like you said, to gain another person. Now, here's the thing. I literally did gain another person. I gained a whole 80 pounds. And I want to say more than 80 pounds, because I always say 80, but I didn't think about the fact that I had actually gotten up to about 260 some odd pounds. That's more like 100 pounds. So that's definitely gaining another person. That's a petite person, depending on, you know, the age of the person and, you know, the height and stuff. That's gaining a whole other person. And I kept those pounds on for a lot of years, more than 10. And one thing about it is that I don't think that I ever really went through some of the things that others have gone through, being, you know, being plus size, as they like to call it. But the word fat does not bother me. That's a whole nother issue. I think fat is just as good a word as if somebody says skinny, to be honest. It's just that people add negative connotation to the word fat, and that's why people don't want to be called fat. However, one thing that I can say is that I didn't really go through what negative things that people go through, and I think the reason why is because it didn't look like I was that heavy. But I feel like if I looked as though I was almost 300 pounds, I would have been treated a lot differently as well, you know, and I feel for people like that. Like I say, knowledge is power, and what you need to realize is that, guess what, not everybody is a certain size or a certain weight just because they want to be. It could be, you know, like I said, a health problem. Dr. Wallach, who I'm really big on, when I tell you he broke down obesity and how it happens and all of these things, and oh my gosh, I was floored when I listened to him explain obesity. I couldn't believe it, and I said, I know that if, like, morbidly obese, I said, I know that if people had a chance to listen to this, they would never ridicule, they would never look down on anyone who, you know, was morbidly obese ever again, you know. So it was just really, really crazy for me. But going back to Fat Girl Chronicles, I write about it because I know what it's like to be a slim person and then literally go to a level where my back hurts and my legs, my feet hurt because it's entirely too much weight for my body, especially coming from the fact that I never was, you know, a certain size. So I understand that part of it. I understand how, you know, the gaining weight could be, you know, kind of damaging to your body. And I also understand that being that I had a good self-esteem, I think it made it worse. And I know that might sound crazy, but I gained the weight, and I gained this weight in like 2 months, mind you. I never could gain a pound. Walking around wearing my high school clothes as an adult, almost 30. However, the fact that I didn't feel bad about it, I think is the reason why I didn't decide that, hey, this is really unhealthy, you need to, you know, begin to lose the weight. And I did not start beginning to lose the weight until like 2 years ago, which, you know, I've lost 30 pounds. And I had to understand that I was getting older. I'm getting older. You know, certain conditions came into play that I was diagnosed, you know, having polycystic ovaries, you should not be overweight. So I had to think about that, but it was never about self-esteem. But because of the fact that my heart always goes out to people who suffer from low self-esteem, I really, 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 as a person in this size, my heart, you know, really, really, really goes out to people who are mistreated because of it, you know. So I know that was a lot, but, you know, and guess what? I didn't gain this weight just because I had kids or anything like that. So let's just, you know, let's just go there. It's not always that either. you know, because I've never given birth to a thing except for my gift, my creative gift. So it wasn't that as well. People have their own different things. But my heart and my prayers go out to people who are mistreated because of their size, even if it's a small person. That goes into bullying. That's another thing that we, you know, feel passionately about as well. And some people can't take that type of crucial mistreatment. They do negative things to themselves. So it goes so many dynamics. So I'm just interested in finding out, you know, from the ladies tonight, what their inspiration was to lose weight, how they gained the weight if they weren't, you know, naturally a nice size, how they gained it, you know, stuff like that. I want to kind of get into that, sis.
Most definitely.
So, yeah. So we are going to
open a line.
We're not going to open the lines yet. We're not going to open the lines yet because we don't have any lines open yet.
I was going to say that. Ladies, if you're there, hold tight. We just want to get into a quick song. I would like to play Alicia Keys' Superwoman.
Yeah, they're not here yet. We'll see.
Okay.
But yeah, yep. Actually, we keep pushing back our intro. I feel like the past month we've been so excited, I'll use the word excited about our show, huh? We've been so excited about our guests and I guess our year and a half. Today, happy birthday to us on Blog Talk. We have been doing the VIP with Unique and Mecca for a year and a half. We started out the rough way, but we had to make it happen. And tomorrow will be actually 365 days since we started on Blog Talk Radio. I want to give a big shout out to High Five because they were our very, very first guest on Blog Talk Radio. So happy birthday to us on Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to quickly do what we always do, as my sister would say, about this time. And after that, you're definitely going to hear Superwoman, which is one of my favorite songs by Alicia Keys. But yeah, it's been an amazing ride this whole year, I'll tell you that much. I feel like so many things have happened. I can't look at that right now. I'm having issues over here. So many things have happened within the year since we started on Blog Talk, so it's just not even funny. That's why I'm going in this direction. It's not even funny. Since from High Five to, you know, when we met them in L.A. Ever since that, it's been a very unique situation going on here for us. And I feel like it's only God. I feel like it was, of course, God that led us to do the whole Blog Talk thing because, you know, in my head, I was always thinking radio station, as in the WBLS is here and things of that nature. And someone has suggested Blog Talk to me maybe about 3 or 4 years prior to us doing this. So I was just floored when we did do it, how many doors began to open, how many people, you know, begin to reach out to us as well. And it's just a blessing. And what I would like to say while I'm stalling, because that's what's happening, what I would like to say, anybody out there who's listening, there are far too many outlets to cause you to decide, hey, I'm not going to do my dream or, you know, whatever the case may be. Internet connects you to people like never before, and it's just amazing. It's absolutely amazing. So don't worry about the big picture. Just begin somewhere. Because you never know where it's going to take you. You know, you never know where it's going to take you. And like I said, it's just not what it used to be at all. People are more accessible to you nowadays just because of the internet. I mean, I spoke to somebody today, and I never would have expected to connect with this lady. And she actually started following me. I'm going to tell you about her soon, sis, because this blew me out the water a little bit. But just do it. You know, we're not anywhere near where we want to be at this particular time, by no means. But when I tell you, and I don't mean to be cliche when I say just do it, but you really just have to. It's no other way. It's no other way. You got to start looking at your career like it's now or never. And as Forrest Gump would say, and that's all I have to say about that, you know.
So okay, with all of that, ladies, we're having technical difficulties. This is the first time that something like this has happened, and I apologize. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to call you guys on the three-way so you can hang up. So that we can keep this ball rolling.
I didn't see them at the studio, so I don't know. But so I'm not sure if they got that. But I guess try it anyway because they weren't here. So we could get them on. So as we hold on here, I guess Unique is working on getting our guest. And even hiccups like this, at the end of the day, you got to keep it going. Keep moving. I will say that we had a pretty good, run with Blog Talk. We didn't have too many hiccups. We probably had one major one. And, you know, it's something that we learned from. And we kind of moved on. And that's another thing. Don't be afraid to make the mistakes. Don't be afraid of who's watching. You know, because I think that's a big thing, too. It's like, oh, you know, I don't want to make these mistakes in front of everybody. I'm not a professional yet. And all of those things that can, you know, kind of sort of stop you from doing what it is that you need to do. But I tell you one thing, you'd be surprised how often you can make the mistakes and people will have your back. You know what I mean? And sometimes those are people who you least expect. It's not going to, you know, it's not always going to be from people who you know and love, because I can definitely say, and I have to give a shout out to Monica Mo Elam. I mean, who has definitely been in our corner, Unique and I, ever since she got to know who we were and have helped us and has done things for us to help our image, the way that we present ourselves, things that we just didn't know. But if you never step out there to do it, then guess what? Nobody's going to help you because you're not putting yourself out there. So, you know, so I want to openly talk about things that we did not, you know, correctly just because we didn't know, you know. But my sister's back with our guests, I'm assuming. So Oh, she's not back. Okay. Give us a little bit of time so I can see what's going on in this Blog Talk studio. Funny that this would go on as I'm telling y'all what y'all should do. And I'm having my own little discretion as it's happening. But, you know, like I always say, you just got to keep it moving. So as I work out what's going on, we going to keep it moving. For sure, for sure. Let's see. Oh, Denise is here. Hey, Denise. How are you? How are you? Welcome to the VIP with Unique and Mecca. We are ecstatic to have you here. We are happy. We're happy that you're here, and we just want to definitely hear about your journey throughout your weight loss. So welcome. And without further ado, I'm going to get you back on, sis. Because I have to open the line for you, but it's giving me the blues on this end, sir. And that's for sure. Taking a while, but I'm talking to our friends. As I talk to our friends and kind of keep it going, waiting for the studio to act like it got some kind of sense. See, these are the things that kind of, some of the things that kind of go on when you, the one-man show. You know, me and Unique do everything by ourselves. But again, just like I said, in situations like that, you have no other choice but to keep it moving. And I have no idea what the issues are. And it's funny because I had just said, I can't answer, just said that, you know, you're going to have your hiccups. And we're having a hiccup tonight. This is a prime example of having a hiccup, to be quite honest. But we here.
Sis, can you hear us?
Yep. I hear you now.
Okay. I'm here with Denise.
I gave Denise a shout out. Hey, Denise,
can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Welcome to the VIP. Once again, I don't know if you heard me the first time, but I was just having a long conversation.
I've been hearing y'all fine.
I was having a long conversation with the cyber world people until I figured out.
Oh, no, I've been hearing y'all. Okay.
Well Denise,
I'm not going to be long, but I will be. I will share my journey. I think initially, my journey started in 2003, and it was just like a wake-up call. I think for me, it started because I lost my mom in 99, and she was obese. So I think it took several years for it to set in that, you know, I had to do something, and me being only 5 feet, you know, on my best day, that's all I am, 5 feet. I started gaining weight, I think, after I had my first child. I think my weight went up to almost, I think my highest was like 276, 280. Well, that's extremely too big for my height, for one. And I don't think God has designed our bodies to carry that much weight, to be honest with you. So for me, I thank God I didn't have a lot of health issues. I didn't have high blood pressure. I didn't have diabetes. I didn't have anything like that. However, my knees always hurt. My ankles always hurt. Couldn't find the clothes that I like to fit. Always tired. Things of that nature. Of course, I carried it well, which I think one thing you said that I was listening, because I carried it well in all the right places, it didn't help, meaning that I didn't have an urgency to get it off because I didn't look bad, or so I thought. However, I knew it wasn't healthy. So, like I said, my journey started in 2003, and I decided just to maybe start a fast, and I just started drinking water. And to be honest with you, I just started praying and asking God to help me and cutting back on my portions, taking rice out of my diet, replacing it with brown rice, taking sugar out of the diet, taking fried food out of my diet. I took pork out of my diet. So my food was basically chicken, fish, turkey. Everything was baked or sautéed, vegetables, brown rice, oatmeal, things of that nature, increased my water. That helped tremendously. Even with no exercise, I lost 25 pounds in the beginning, and then I added the gym and started working out. Well, going through some roller coasters and ups and downs in my life, the weight came off, and unfortunately, it went back on. Because one thing I found out for me, I can't speak for anybody else, but weight loss, a lot of times people carry weight on them because they're dealing with sometimes an internal issue. So for me, while I was able to shed the weight, I still hadn't dealt with some issues that I was dealing with on the inside. So getting older and becoming more wiser and getting closer to God, I started realizing there were some things that I needed to deal with on the inside first before I can really deal with my weight issue again. So started dealing with some things on the inside. For me personally, I never hesitate to share this. I was molested when I was a child. Well, those things are things that when you don't deal with them, they stay with you. They don't go anywhere. So I think one of the things for me, carrying that weight was almost like a protective shield for me, so that men would not look at me, so that I would not be, you know, that one that they wanted.
Wow.
Unfortunately, because my body was always something that, you know, I was always overdeveloped at an early age, so my body was something that people always noticed. So I think some kind of way, I think I kind of internalized that to say, if I put this weight on and, you know, I'm not as attractive now, I'm not getting those unwanted solicitation from men. And I think, you know, eventually God dealing with me, I kind of got healed from some stuff. So my self-esteem went to the level that it was supposed to be at because, of course, my self-esteem wasn't where it was supposed to be. So finally, like I said, for me, I had to deal with some internal things, and that helped tremendously. Then I was able to go back and deal with my actual weight problem and got it off. Like I tell everybody, my story is different because I am now 46 years old. Well, when I was in my 30s, the weight came off faster. When I hit 40, the weight wouldn't move. So for me personally, I end up having gastric bypass surgery. That is not everybody's journey. That's not everybody's choice. That was my choice because I got tired of my weight kind of plateaued and wouldn't go anywhere. So I had that surgery, I think about coming up almost on 3 years now. And while it's very dangerous, you know, all of that stuff, anytime you go for surgery, you know, that's life or death. But I was willing to take that chance because I felt like carrying that weight, I felt like a prisoner in my body, and I didn't want to live like that anymore either. So, like I said, for me, the surgery was very successful. I didn't have any complications at all, thank God. However, I would tell people it is not a fix-all. It is a tool. So if you don't do what you're supposed to do, such as eat right and exercise, yeah, things of that nature, the weight is going to come back on eventually. So for me personally, I work out 5 to 6 days a week. Do I love it? Heck no. Every day I get up, I fuss and I complain, but I put on my workout clothes and I go to the gym about 6 in the morning. I work out and then I do what I got to do for the rest of the day. So it's a sacrifice. But you have to realize you are worth it because we only have this one body. And I want to be here as long as possible to see my children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. So my thing is, you know, no, it's nothing that I really love doing, but it's something that we have to do. And in the Black community, unfortunately, we are so much more concerned about, you know, our here I hear a lot of women say, well, I don't want to work out because I'm going to sweat my hair out. Well, sister, you know, you want to be healthy or you want to be – I don't understand that. Now, me personally, I'm
healthy
natural.
Healthy or happy to be
I get
natural.
That everybody's not natural. Yeah, but you have to figure out a way you can work out and deal with your hair issues. You know, we can't put our looks before our health,
no.
And that's what I think one of the things I would love for women to understand that we got to do better by ourselves. We really got to do better by ourselves. I think we're just kind of content with carrying the weight of, you know, we have these terms like junk in the trunk and all of that. All that's good. But if you're not healthy, you know, your junk in the trunk going to be in that coffin. And that's the reality of that. So I definitely, for me, like I said, it was a life and death decision. You know, I needed to get the weight off. And I thank God I feel so much better. And I always tell people, thank God I believe I look so much better. But the little things that we take for granted, thank you, the little things we take for granted, you know, my knees don't hurt anymore. So now I can walk and go places and go on vacation and enjoy myself. I can fit in the seatbelt on the airplane without it being too tight. And I can fit in one seat.
What's
you know, I can go to the bathroom and you'd be surprised when you're big, when you have hips. Yeah, you know, you can fit in the stall properly. So it's just things that, little things that we take for granted when we're small that bigger people really have to think about every day, you know. So, like I said, my journey is a little different from other people, but I always encourage people. Yeah, always encourage people, you know, find what works for you. Find what works for you and do that and find an accountability partner. I think that's important too. Somebody who is going to, you know, motivate you sometimes and then, you know, get on you time when you want to quit. And another great thing is journaling. Writing down what you eat is important. For me personally, I tend to eat every 3.5 to 4 hours. Well, the more you eat, the more that speeds up your metabolism. So little things like that I've learned along the way that helps me stay focused and not share with other people. But I'm thankful that y'all invited me. I appreciate the opportunity. You know, I hope this helps somebody, you know, to do what they need to do.
It's helping me.
I'm glad.
I've been trying to get you on a VIP for over a year now. This
lady
this lady right here, I tell you, I've told you several times, you inspire me. I love our conversations that we have. We don't have them often, but every time I speak to you, I come back with something, and you make me think. And I
thank you so
much, Denise, for sharing your story, because you helped somebody other than me. Helped somebody.
You're welcome.
And you look fantastic. You look fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you.
Like I told you, you know, we used to be on Facebook together posting. You told me, I ain't seen you at Planet Fitness. I haven't been there in a couple of months. So
yes, got to. I thank you, ladies. I'm going to continue to listen. I want to hear your other speakers.
Thank you. But we're going to open a line.
Okay.
I'm
going to put my phone on mute, but I'm still going to be here.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Okay.
So we're now going to open a line for Alicia. In a minute. Come on. Alicia, bear with me. I don't know what's going on in cyber world today.
I will interject really quickly. Just to say, you know, like I said, there's so many different dynamics and so many different layers, as you like to say, to what Denise just finished telling us. And it goes back to what I said, you know, that you never know why a person is you know, overweight. Like I said, you know, I don't have those deep-rooted excuses, to be honest. took me forever to figure out how to gain a pound, but I bet I learned the hard way what made me gain the weight. But however, you know, going back to what she said, you know, being molested, and, you know, that's something that we talk about often on the show as well, being molested at a young age. And, you know, that means that she literally carried that into her adulthood. That's it. So can you imagine, like she said, she didn't go through the, you know, really the ridicule, people talking about her or whatever. But can you imagine someone having, you know, something that was really messing with their psyche for all of those years, and then on top of that, now you got people teasing you? And I hope, I really hope that, you know, people who, the teasers, I hope they're listening tonight. I hope the teasers are listening tonight. I hope the teasers understand that they're not exempt. You know, the scale go up and down, and they're not exempt as well. But just to get that piece of the story that she shared.
The story that she shared.
That's big.
Oh, definitely.
So,
I have on the phone.
Hello. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, I do.
I'm on a wireless device. That's why. I didn't realize that it was Eastern time, so I was like, okay. But I'm on a wireless device, so I'm good. But I'm glad, you know, I'm glad that you guys have me, you know, on your show. I'm honored. And but how are you, ladies?
We're good.
We're good. Fantastic, terrific, great old
Fantastic, terrific, great old
Look, it's nothing but the devil trying to intervene, but he's not gonna intervene. But Yeah, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Okay. I'm sorry. Well, for me, you know, I come from a, like I told Mika, you know, that I come from an abusive background. The household that I was brought in or brought up was abusive. I dealt with child abuse. You know, I used to see my dad, you know, beat up on my mom basically every night. So, and then, you know, in elementary, I was also dealing with being bullied at school. So to me, it was like, you know, I was scared to go to school and I was scared to go home. So it's like, I didn't know where to go to, you know, but I have to go to these places, obviously. But to me, my, the place where I felt like I could have some safety or protection was church, really. And I was brought up in church, but I think if it wasn't for God, because during my teenage years, I got depressed, and I also had suicidal tendencies, and I did try and I attempted, but, you know, I think God himself, you know, and it was him who, you know, who intervened. There was three teachers who came into my life, and they're the ones who helped me out, but unfortunately they passed away when I was in 10th grade. But I, in order for me to do my weight loss, I always, you know, if it wasn't for sports or exercise, those were two things that helped me out also when, you know, when I was dealing with depression and suicide as a teenager. But I went back to that now in my adulthood to help me with my weight loss and help me with other issues that, you know, I've dealt with and still dealing with. You know, I have my three kids, all my three kids, you know, they're fighting C-section. I did gain weight after I had my first son. When I was pregnant with my son, you know, I ended up being also homeless at the same time. being a first-time mother and being homeless. But, you know, fortunately, you know, God was the one who helped me out. And so now, you know, I, you know, I'm going to fast forward to 2008. I had my daughter, but in 2008, also, I was diagnosed with cancer. My mother and I, we didn't have a good relationship. I didn't have a good relationship, you know, when we were growing, when I was growing up. And so I finally get a good relationship with my mom 3.5 years before she passes away. I took that very hard. So I got depressed after my mom passed away. I felt like what I wanted and I, you know, what I had wished for my whole life was, you know, having a good relationship with my mom was taken away. So I felt cheated. And after she passed away from cancer, I didn't care. I was got depressed again, and I just took it hard, and I didn't care about taking care of myself. I would go to buffets. I stopped working out because after I had my daughter, I had started back working out. But after she passed away, I just didn't care. But then my dad, in better part of 2011, he was, you know, diagnosed with diabetes, high cholesterol, high blood pressure. Then he ends up in the hospital with gangrene and sepsis. So I see my dad, he's about to, you know, there's two doctors. One doctor is wanting to amputate. You know, it's like from the knee on down. Another doctor is saying, no, you know, I can save his leg, but I would probably have to amputate two toes. Well, the other doctor, he, you know, they were able to control his blood sugar. And so they amputated two toes, the big toe and the toe next to his big toe. That to me was my wake up call. Okay, you know what? I'm not going to be that. I'm not going to, you know, end up like my dad in the hospital. And, you know, I don't want that for myself. I have my children. So right there, you know, with that, to see my dad in the hospital bed, I decided to make a difference for myself. Start taking care of myself. I started eating clean. I was exercising at home. Then I decided I'm going to start exercising, going to the gym in 2014, the summer of 2014. And I've been in a couple of abusive relationships, too. The last relationship I was with, you know, and was also abusive. But instead of me feeling down after, you know, parting ways or whatever, It was a bad breakup, but, you know, instead of myself, I decided to go to the gym and hit it harder. So now, you know, I'm at 143. At one point, I was weighing over, like, I was weighing about 220 pounds. After I had my daughter, I was wearing size 18-20. Now I'm at a 4'6". So I think, you know, it all begins with oneself, motivation, and, you know, discipline. You know, you have to discipline yourself as well because at the very beginning it's going to be hard. I don't eat red meat or pork. I seldomly, very rarely eat chicken, but I mostly eat fish, seafood. Seafood's like my favorite. But vegetables and fruits, I'm highly on, and water, nothing but water. Sometimes I'll drink some juices, but not, you know, constantly. But I think, you know, just those elements is what has helped me. Has helped me lose my weight. And, you know, trying to keep it off as well.
Well, Alicia,
that's amazing.
Alicia,
Okay. I reached out to you because it made about maybe two weeks ago. It was very inspiring. You're actually the reason that it's showing to do the show. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
we talked about doing it.
It was like now is the time.
Oh wow! I didn't think anyone seeing my post. I like to try to motivate others. People ask me, "How did you do it?" I'm like, you know, it's really, you know, just eating right, working out. Really, 75% is your diet, 25% exercise. You know, and I don't really eat meat because you know I feel like if you put meat on top of meat, it's gonna add up. Meat plus meat equals more meat. So, you know, it's like when you put a cheeseburger, you know, you put double meat, triple meat, you know, but that's how I look at it. And I tell that to my kids too. And I don't eat fried food. I bake everything, saute, you know, but fried food, I stay away from that. I can't do fried food now because even if I take, and even if it's just anything that's fried, then, you know, sometimes it'll just tear up my tummy, you know?
Because your body is no longer accustomed to it.
Correct. That's correct. You know, and I know how to say no now, like, or if I want, like, a little slice of a cake, you know, I'll take a little one, but I won't eat it all. It's just for the taste of it. And, like, my friends, they've noticed, you know, that I'll portion things. And I was, that, somebody had pointed that out to me, like, I'll portion things. And then if I, you know, want some more, I'll portion that out again. And I'm, you know, constantly eating, but small portions, you know. And, you know, like the other listeners say, you know, eating, you know, 3.5-4 hours. That way it can speed your metabolism up as well. Take vitamins because, you know, you're not gonna get all the stuff that you were getting, you know, before, or you might be lacking something, but, you know, I'll take vitamins just in case. Anyways, we should take vitamins. What else? I'm trying to think. And water. I think water helps in a lot of different ways. I think it helps one keep just being more pure. And
it fills you up as well.
Correct.
So you don't eat as much.
That is correct. And just eating clean is what really helped me, you know, from the very beginning. Because you're not ingesting all those other products that are put into, like, the food. Like, sodium, I try to stay away from salt, sugar. And I'm always looking at labels. I always look at the labels to see, if, you know, how much sugar there is, how much sodium. If it's too much sodium, I won't get it. If it's got too much carbs, I won't get it. I'll look for something to replace that has less carbs, less sodium. But that's what I'm basing, you know, a lot of the things for me. And I think that's been helping me out.
Working out as well.
Yeah, I'm trying to lose my pouch, and if I can figure that out, then I'll share that too. But yeah, you know, that's my whole journey. It's just been, you know, I think, and also at low self-esteem. And I have to learn to love myself as well. I think that's also a main thing, a main thing for anybody is to love themselves.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. Well,
I definitely want to thank you, both of the three of you, for sharing these stories because, like I said, there's so many layers, you know, what caused you to go through what it is that you went through with your weight, and sharing these stories will also let other people know. But guess what? They're not alone, you know, in those situations. And oftentimes I feel like people feel like they're by themselves. So for you guys, you know, you could have been very surface and not dig as deep as you did to explain what took place between the weight gain and the weight loss. You know, the fact that you decided not to be very shallow, I know for a fact that that's also helping someone. It may not even be a person who has a weight issue. It just may be a person who has been molested. It may be a person who, you know, lived in a home where they had to endure watching domestic violence. And, you know, I give you ladies, like, a big commendation because you dealt with it. And that's the thing that's most important. People feel like they can't deal with it. So I thank you guys for coming on, you ladies, for coming on. Just to say, guess what? I dealt with
it. I have one more sis. Definitely. I have to get Anthony
yep,
on the phone.
I know. We had two. Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
All
keep on.
Righty. Excuse me. Yeah, that was big. Because I, you know, I can only imagine what the stories behind going through what you went through with your weight could have been. I can only imagine. And again, like I said, the fact that you shared it and you didn't have to, and the whole molestation thing being, you know, something that you don't often share, I know that it was definitely God ordained for you to say that. And I talk about my situation with molestation as well. Often here because I want people to know that they're not
without
the only one.
Without further ado, sis, we have
I'm
our
sorry?
Last and final guest. We have
well,
our last
alrighty.
And final guest. Anthony.
Hello. Hello,
well,
ladies.
Welcome.
Internet. Welcome to the VIP.
Hi. Like,
she's at work.
Yeah,
know
at work. So I don't know what do y'all want to know.
Okay, well, I've noticed from her pictures on Facebook and Instagram that Antoinette is down at least 100 pounds and looking fabulous and going out and living it up, getting her, got her sexy back. So I wanted
to find
out what was the motivation behind that.
I looked in the mirror at myself after going out to dinner and couldn't fit inside of the booth that I was in. So I woke up the next day and I said, something's got to change, and it has to start with me. And I seen my doctor a couple of days later. Went through the whole process, wanted to have the weight loss surgery, you know, try to get that jump start that way. But they put you through so many different tests and weight management plans that I started losing it on my own without the surgery. So when I noticed I was down 35 pounds on my own, I decided to just keep on going up without any surgery. I am February 2017, I was 329 pounds. I am now 245 pounds and still going.
Mm.
All on my own. Just started eating better. I cut out sugar. Started drinking water, a lot of water. That's all I drink is water. I started walking because I couldn't run. Then one day I said, you know what, you're going to run. So I started jogging and going to the gym and just, you know, valuing myself. I invested 20 years into a marriage, so I lost sight of myself during that process.
Mm.
Wow.
I can definitely say firsthand, I know, you know, that Antoinette was the type of person to take care of everyone, to be there for everyone. And it's so
yes,
good
I gave
you being there for yourself.
Yeah, thank you. I gave everything to everyone and nothing to myself. Because I was
what I love.
Never
I love
as big as I was.
Right. I love the fact that, like you said, I started walking because I couldn't run. And then I just decided that, guess what, you're going to run. That right there, I mean, that that's tremendous. Because you know how many people, again, like I was saying before you got on, how many people think they can't run and that they'll never get to, you know, a size or a weight to where it's comfortable for them to run. And you've just given them the extra incentive to do it. I mean, in less than a year, you've almost lost 100 pounds. That's big. I mean, like, my goodness.
When I first started my journey with jogging and, like, getting myself together, I might have did, like, a mile within, a 2-hour span, but now I'm running 8 to 10 miles and counting. Every day I try to increase it. I go 5 days a week, so I try to push myself hard every day.
So do you go to the gym, or is this something that you're just, you know, just walking?
No, I haven't went to the gym yet. Just the jogging, because I have a very strenuous schedule that right now doesn't really, I don't know how I would fit it in, but I am doing my part to the best of my ability.
Wow.
And it's working.
Yeah.
You're doing an awesome job doing your part. That's an inspiration
That's
to me.
Right.
I still got some stuff to get off of my, you understand? I did the 30, but I need to do some more as well. So that's definitely an inspiration. And I also have a crazy schedule as well. So it does, you know, it is difficult, but I'm glad that you shared that because you're doing it, you know. Now, would you say absolutely, you do feel different when you start shedding the pounds. Would you say that your weight gain was a contribution of maybe something that was going on in your life, like some of the other callers who called in, other guests?
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely played a major part. Dealing with my husband being sick, his health issues, I had to consider that, put that top. Then I have children, had to put their needs top. It definitely played my mental wasn't right. I was comfortable with being how I was.
Wow.
I was not an insecure person. I was very confident. I was still going out. I was dressing up. But my mental wasn't right.
Wow.
Everything starts with the mind. You have to just say that you're tired and be tired.
And do something about it. Don't just say it. Actions speak louder than words.
Right.
And again,
like
that
said,
eye opened
stay
when I was
tired.
When I couldn't fit in the booth. Yep, you have to be tidy enough to do it for yourself, because no one's gonna do it for you.
That's right.
And I didn't have support. I didn't have any support. No inside support from like family, my friends. Of course, they was rooting me on, but no one walked with me when I needed them to walk with me. No one, you know, help me get on a meal plan that was good for me. No one does my meal prep other than myself, so I didn't have that. But my mind was committed to the process of me getting back to how I was.
And you know, it's just funny that you said the reality check was not being able to fit into that booth, because you know, I guess you needed some sort of reality check, because like you said, your self-esteem was like, okay, I'm still cute. You know, and I'm still dressing up and I'm still going out, even though my clothes might be bigger or, you know, whatever. But the booth was the eye-opening, you know, that was the awakening.
The booth was the
eye-opening.
Yes, it was.
And it's, you know, the thing
exactly
of it is,
what?
And this is for me, in anything, you have to allow that eye opener to be just that, the eye opener. Because so many times we ignore certain things and be like, oh, well, you know, well, no, it was a small booth. You know, we do so much of that in life,
yep.
And I don't think that anybody is exempt from that. And, you know, in some way, shape,
or fashion,
it might not be
this
particular thing. Yeah. Wow.
And we have to own up to
that's
it. We play a part in our own destruction. We do.
Right.
We have, you know, and I have to take accountability for my actions. Was I going out? As far as exercising, no. Was I eating stuff that I didn't have any business eating? Was I not sleeping right? You know, was I living right? All that plays a factor into how your outer appearance is.
Mm.
Wow.
Well, I'm surely guilty
of
the not sleeping right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But let me ask you this. Was it ever a point like, oh, I got my husband, you know, I don't have to look cute for nobody else? But sometimes people get caught up into that
as
well.
Of course.
Good. He like it, you know.
Mhm. He like it, then I love it. Yep.
Mhm.
Because, again, I was pleasing someone else except for me.
Mhm. Yep. And not living for yourself. But I thank you so much for your honesty.
You're welcome.
And for you sharing your story with us.
Inspire, and I hope somebody has awakening moments for themselves.
Yes.
So do it for yourself, no one else.
That's right. And you know, we have to get away from, oh, I need to lose weight because I'm going on a vacation. Oh, I need to get into this dress. You
mm-hmm.
have to do it to feel better,
and
to
you have
be
to
healthy.
Do it inside out, not outside
yeah.
in.
Ooh, you're the second one that touched on that. Denise touched on it. No. That's a good thing, as you know. Wow. But I know you're at work.
Yes.
You
thank you, ladies, for letting
time.
Me join the discussion.
Thank you
so much, ladies.
Thank you.
You're
enjoy.
Welcome.
Very
keep
welcome.
Us posted.
I will. See me in April when I reach my goal.
Hey, that's birthday time.
Yeah, you know it.
So what
that's
is the goal? Tell us what the goal is.
I have another 50 to 60 pounds to go.
Okay.
But April is round the corner,
sorry,
so I'm going to lessen that, drop it down to about 40.
So I have to
lose 40 in 4 months.
Wow.
Huh?
And you know what? It's
yeah,
funny
40,
because that's what I was
40
say.
Pounds and.
You get it, girl.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Right along
I'm gonna do it. You got to speak it into existence.
That's right. Make it happen.
Yes.
The 7th by
today is the 7th of December.
Pounds.
That's it. We
yep.
might have to revisit and you
I'll
come
be
back and tell us how well that went for you. That's
okay.
Right, on your 35th birthday.
Yes, I
I'm with you.
Will. April 19, 2018, I will be calling in.
All righty. And let's just see. You know,
all right, ladies,
my
y'all have a good evening, and thank
and
you again.
See where I am myself.
Good night.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Wow.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
That was awesome.
Now, that was some inspiration for your good self on tonight. Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. It's funny because I was just saying to myself, I'm like, okay, I got to get a few more pounds down myself because, you know, I would like to by my birthday, which I have a whole year to, but I would like to be back down to my regular size. Goodness gracious. Or even if I'm not down to my regular size, even if I'm at least a 12, I can deal with that. So my goal, like I said, and I have a whole 11 months to do it, is to try to get back down there. But I was thinking within the first quarter of the year, another 30 pounds. But now that she said 40, now she done pushed me to the next level. So I'm going to definitely try to to work on that 40 pounds. Let's see if I can do the 40 pounds by April. Let's see. April, I'm going to look at my calendar. For right now, I'm going to say April 7th, but I'm going to look at my calendar and see exactly when April 7th is so I know how hard to work and try to make sure that I squeeze in some sort of exercise despite my crazy schedule, because that's what it is, too, with me, sleeping 4 hours and 5 hours a day and up 18 hours. It's a little difficult, but I'm definitely going to try. But what I wanted to do, my sis earlier on wanted to play Superwoman by Alicia Keys, so I want to definitely get into that Superwoman by Alicia Keys, which is definitely, come on, Alicia, girl, we need you. We need you back, Alicia. All right, we loading. Loading up a storm over here. laugh real quick. I had to come clean. It took until today, right after this thought. So the thought in my head was, oh, yeah, because that's what I always said. Right? So what is that? I always said, I don't know what Alicia's saying, but it sounds good. Like James Brown background singers, according to Eddie Murphy. We don't know what James is saying, but it sounds good. Yeah. Yeah. You know, just keep saying yeah. So, you know, all these years. Oh, yeah, I'm a superwoman. You know, that was my thing, right? But wait, it wasn't until that thought hit my mind that I could clearly understand what she was saying. Oh, gosh. And the ironic thing is that what she's saying right there, that's the way that I feel a lot of times, too. My goodness. I just scratch my mad place and get happy so often. You know what I'm saying? So shouts out to all the super women out there. At the end of the day, guess what? Sometimes you got to wave the white flag just a little bit, just a little bit, and get your breather and keep it going. Wow. Wow. Awesome. Awesome, those three ladies sharing what they shared today. Awesome. Was not expecting for the show to go in that direction.
I would like to read Alicia's Facebook post. It's so funny because we're friends, but I'm trying to figure out how do we know each other. I'm not sure if she's someone that I grew up with or what's our connection.
Okay, that's very hilarious.
So she had a picture of herself, a before and after picture, and the post, it caught me. So she goes, people can talk the talk, but can they walk the walk? I have been there where I was over 200 pounds, wearing pants a size 22 after giving birth to my daughter. I took the first step of working out 6 months after giving birth to her.
Uh-oh, sis. Block Talk is cutting up tonight, y'all. But we're going to keep it moving in spite of, you know, just because she wanted to use that post to inspire. Whew, that's hilarious. But I know the people were still inspired today just with the messages that they heard. So guess what? We'll be back again, and she'll share it again. So we're not even going to sweat that whole situation at all. What I want to get into, because like I said, I don't know which direction Blog Talk is trying to take us in today, but it's been a crazy, crazy show. So we thank you guys for hanging in with us and sticking it out. I want to get into, really quickly, Whitney Houston's version of I'm Every Woman. They giving us a run around a day. I'm sitting here with my eyes closed, mouthing Whitney, Whitney's version. Chaka Khan's version is definitely hot, like fire. So I'd be remiss to say not to say that, but my gosh. Whew. That voice.
That video, man. I'm seeing Whitney with her black on and TLC in the
pregnant
video.
With Bobby Chris.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
But
wow.
Sis, I want to make sure you get a chance to read that post.
Yes,
so,
I have to read Alicia's post. Blog post is being funny tonight.
And we being funny,
okay.
Too, because ha-ha, here we are.
So, people can talk the talk, but can they walk the walk? I have been there where I was over 200 pounds, wearing pants size of up to 22. After giving birth to my daughter, I took the first step of working out 6 months after giving birth to her. But when I was given the news immediately afterwards that my mother had cancer and that she wasn't going to make it and to expect what was coming, I lost the motivation to get myself back. She passed away in 2009. Fast forward to late 2011. My father was in the hospital due to diabetes. He had developed gangrene. He almost had his leg amputated. But thank God the hospital staff had controlled his sugar levels and he only had to have his two toes from his left foot amputated. That was my wake up. I love fitness, always have since I was a kid. And it did save me from depression and suicide. I like to motivate others who want to live a healthier life and lose weight to go for it. Anything is possible. And when there's a will, there's a way. So when I read that and looked at her before and after pictures, I said, you know what? It's time that we do the show. So I'm so thankful for that post that Alicia made 2 weeks ago. And I am so thankful for her, Denise and Antoinette, for sharing their stories with us tonight.
That's right.
The VIP, even though we had some technical difficulties, we still made it happen.
Which
so,
goes back to the beginning of the conversation. Make
that's
it
right.
Do.
You keep it pushing.
Keep it moving.
No matter what. It's so easy to stop, to get upset, to give up. No, you got to keep it going.
That's right, and that's in any thing that's going on in your life.
Right.
It's okay to sit down for a second because you get tired, you get a little winded, but you don't sit down forever.
That's right.
Your only sit down forever should be when you're in that pine box. That's the only excuse you have. That's it. So with that said, I want to just end it off with a little bit of encouragement of our own.
Every week, that's right.
All righty.
We didn't play our intro, but we're going to play the outro.
That's for sure. As soon as Blog Talk let us, we got to get their permission. But it's okay because we're moving on with an upward anyway. So, you know, I feel like sometimes these are clear indications. It'll be up there in a minute doing the same thing it did with Superwoman. But, you know, sometimes those are clear indications. And, you know, when we surpass, who knows, you know, just putting it out there. If ever we surpass levels like Oprah, or, you know, anywhere near that type of stuff, you know, I'm glad that we have these things, these hiccups, you know, where we get a chance to kind of like openly show our flaws in the beginning so people know. If we would have given up, we would have never got to the point where, you know, where we might be in another year or 2 years or 3 years. So, you know, keep it moving, y'all. And check us out on the trend as well on Sundays at 7, Mixtape FM. Download the Simple Radio app and put in Mixtape FM. You're looking for the trend. So we do that every Sunday, trending out with y'all. And, outro want to act crazy. So guess what? Your outro only got a couple of more seconds to get on my ever-loving nerve. And we just going to say peace for the day. Because I ain't got time for this today, sis. But I am glad, all jokes aside, I am glad that the ladies shared the stuff that they shared, for real, because people go through so many things. And we often talk about, you know, a lot of the things that people go through, but we never talked about what people go through as it relates to maybe their weight change, you know, because it could be loss. A lot of people lose a lot of weight because of stress and certain things that they've gone through as well. So I think that today service two dynamics to the show. You know, people got a chance to talk about what they grew up dealing with, you know, as it pertains to their weight gain. So, guys, next Thursday, the VIP with Unique Emeka.
Thank you for spending time on the VIP with Unique Emeka. You can find us here every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. for the VIP experience. Bring a friend or look us up on Instagram and Facebook under Unique Emeka, spelled YOUNEIKMEKHA, or on Twitter under VIP.UniqueMeka. And if you don't believe anything else, please believe that you are a VIP through trial and triumph. Thanks again for joining us.